All right, you know the drill. We wrap up the Tuesday edition with this and him.
You know what it is? To J.R. Smith, I ask.
What are you doing?
Have we talked about this topic enough yet? Probably not. But J.R. Smith threw soup at a trainer or something and got suspended for a game by the Cavs for it. So, of course, that created many questions from all of us. What kind of soup was it? What would compel someone to throw a bowl of soup at another person? Why didn't the trainer just immediately throw down? And the story became, how did J.R. Smith get punched in the face? Oh, because he threw soup at someone and they punched him? Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But according to Brian Windhorst, the soup he threw was chicken tortilla. Now, it's no beer cheese or anything, but chicken tortilla soup is a dope soup. And I frankly think it says a lot about a person that they'd be willing to throw such a fine soup at another human being. Like, if you value quality soup a little bit, it belittles you as a person to do that. Me, I value a good soup. I pay good money for good soup. Apparently, elitists like J.R. Smith don't value their fame or their money. Just says a lot about him is all I'm saying, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Not saying. I'm just saying. Hey, pay attention. Nick's trying to help you, thus me, out.
Do a different one.
So, I'm going to do a different one.
Go ahead.
To Combine Geeks asking about Lamar Jackson as a wide receiver, I ask.
What are you doing?
But I am doing that next. Do you people actually watch football or just see a chance to play devil's advocate and pounce because you're not bright? For the record, the word that follows devil's advocate starts with an A and an E. I can think of another word that also does. Dude is 6'2", almost 220. He's got a rocket for an arm. To grab a cliche, makes all the throws, each and every one of them. Pretty much duplicated his Heisman numbers from 2016. But, you know, Louisville lost early in ACC play to Clemson. Then they lost to BC and NC State. And I guess folks just stopped paying attention. Don't get me wrong, probably not going to take him over Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold, but I think he will be better than some of the frauds masquerading as a starting quarterback in the NFL, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the New England Patriots, I ask.
What are you doing?
We all saw the Super Bowl. We all know how it went down. We all know that Malcolm Butler didn't play, but we still don't know why. But needless to say, Butler's value with the team had dwindled so much for whatever reason that they decided to bench him for all but that one special team snap after he started like 95% of the season for them. So we all know he isn't long for the Patriots. As a matter of fact, when the league year begins in like a week, he will be a free agent. Someone forgot to tell the Patriots' Twitter account because for some reason on March 2nd, they decided to send out a happy birthday shout out to him. Awkward.
I mean,
was it a brand new intern who they hired from some like African jungle or something where they don't get the internet or know what the Super Bowl is? Because then it would be understandable, but I assume they hired someone with some football knowledge and maybe knowledge of the team they work for. Come on, bro. Come on, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I forgot. And about a week ago, I read an article about this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you would be surprised
the
how
tweets.
Many just handling the Twitter account for a baseball team, not really an MLB person.
Right.
And it's just like, really?
Just some guy off the street.
No, they're well-schooled in social media. They're just, I mean, you...
They don't know anything about the sport.
Right. You wouldn't even mind if it was a nerd!
Nerd!
All right. To the community of Reggio Emilia, Italy, I ask.
What are you doing?
So Hall of Fame catcher Mike Piazza is the majority owner of this lower-level Italian soccer football club.
Piazza.
He bought him in June of 2016. They were demoted from the top tier in 97, haven't made it back. They don't own their stadium. They pay rent to a club called Sassuolo, and Piazza's not pleased with his current deal. He doesn't think they're matching his effort, and said this at a press conference.
We've increased commerce and tourism in the center of the city. We've undertaken hundreds of thousands of dollars of unpaid liabilities, which we've paid for out of our pocket. We've invested millions of dollars in this community. We've reorganized this company. We've invested in this community. I've moved my family here, my children here, to be part of this community. And we deserve respect. We are not going to be pushed around by a multi-billion dollar corporation. The stadium was built for this team by these people. We've reached out in friendship to try to form a coalition with the mayor, with Mr. Squincy, with Sassuolo, with my pay, and we've gotten nothing. Nothing. And I'm sick of it.
You lose.
Wow.
He sounds pretty angry.
He's good ticked. Day, next thing you know, Clemens is going to throw a broken bat at him.
Easy.
As we ask.
What are you doing?
All of it was just so you could make that joke,
yes.
Wasn't it? To the Chicago Bears, I ask.
What are you doing?
You dug your grave, then you got to lay in it, yo. We all knew last year when they signed Mike Glennon to a 3-year, $45 million deal that it was one of the dumbest moves in the history of the sport. The thought was that he'd fill time while they waited for Mitch Trubisky to get better, but Glennon was so bad that they were forced to just throw Mitchell to the Wolves and earn his lumps the conventional way. So you basically paid $18.5 million to a worthless quarterback to start for you for 4 weeks. The guy threw 140 passes for you. $18.5 million guaranteed for 140 pass attempts, 93 completions. Want to know how to fail as a franchise? That is how you fail as a franchise. Dumbass contracts like that one. It's like that scene in Moneyball. They are literally paying Mike Glennon that much money to not be in their locker room anymore. How ridiculous is that, as we ask?
What are you doing?
$18.5 million. Bye-bye.
I'll take it.
And my first anticipation, what are you doing? Because I know I'm going to be aggravated.
Future, so, what are you doing?
To the powers that be who designed the NCAA tournament, I ask.
What are you doing?
I don't mind the play-in games. The quartet played on the Tuesday and Wednesday before the big dance truly kicks in with the all-day marathons on Thursday and Friday. Two of the best days of the sports year. But those eight teams should be exclusively for at-large bubble teams, primarily from the bigger conferences. And there's no difference between Radford winning the Big South and Michigan taking the Big Ten title. And sure, a finals team from a major can get an at-large, but they won their automatic bid. It wasn't an at-large bid. Those teams, as much as any, earn the right to be a part of that full-throttle Thursday or Friday at a venue, all the eyeballs, seven other teams, cheerleaders, bands, the whole nine, pomp and circumstance, it's special, and sticking them on Tuesday or Wednesday stinks, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right.